Good evening. I wish to thank the organizers for having given me this, this occasion. I will talk about the subjectivity and subjunctivity of several automata in Besicovitch topology. We all know the definitions of several of one-dimensional several automata. We have a set of states, a neighborhood index, and a local evolution function, and a global evolution function defined in the usual way. Now we have a problem. That is, consider the action of the group Z, which is the translation. You act by the element X by pre-adding it to the argument of the configuration. Now the problem is that no distance on the configuration space, which is invariant by translation, can induce the product topology. To solve this problem, Enrico Formenti and others have suggested this definition. For two configurations, consider, take the strip between minus n and plus n, and compute how many, and compute the density of the set of points where the two configurations differ. Then you get the upper limit of these quantities as n grows, and you get pseudo distance. So that is a function which has all the properties of a distance except being non-zero on every different configurations. But then what can you do? You can identify these that are at distance zero, and you get an equivalence relation. You can take the quotient space, and this distance, the Besicovitch distance, is full distance with all the characteristics on the quotient space. The interesting thing is that the Besicovitch distance is invariant by translation. However, the topological properties of the Besicovitch quotient space are not completely identical to that of the usual product space. So we will have probably to retune our concepts like several automata and so on. However, what Enrico Formenti showed is that any one-dimensional several automaton induces a continuous transformation of the Besicovitch space. The interesting thing is that many properties of several automata can be inferred by properties of the induced map. In particular, and this is very noteworthy, a several automaton is surjective in the product topology, if and only if it is surjective in the Besicovitch topology. Can we generalize this? And how? Okay, we extend our context to that of finitely generated groups. A set of generators for a group is a set such that if you take the graph which has as nodes the element of the group, and as edges the things that go from a point to, from to an element to, a product of the element itself by either an element of the set or its inverse, is connected. If this graph is connected, you say that S is a set of generators. Having this kind of things, you can have a length of an element, which is the distance from the origin. You can have disks of growing radius. And you have a growth rate, which is the function that maps every number into the size of the disk of that range. Oh, be aware that this is well defined for the group. That is, if you take different sets of generators, you get growth rates that, in a certain sense, are equivalent. So it's possible to speak about groups of polynomial growth, groups of sub-exponential growth, and so on. We need the concept of boundary. The boundary of a set X with respect to a set E is the set of those elements such that the translates of E by G intersect the set X, but intersect the set X, but are not entirely contained into it. Of course, the translation is an action that we defined similarly to before. Just be aware of the order of the product, because we can possibly have groups that are not commutative. An exhaustive sequence is equal exhaustive on a sequence of, I forgot to specify that this set must be finite, a sequence of finite sets that grows until up to fill the whole group. That is, for any element of the group there is an element of the sequence, and then all next elements that contain it. For instance, the disks form an exhaustive sequence. An exhaustive sequence is amenable if it grows faster than all its boundaries modulo finite sets. For instance, the von Neumann neighborhoods or the Moore neighborhoods are amenable sequences. It's easy to see for with the Moore neighborhoods, because you have, say, squares, and you know that as you enlarge increase the range, the area grows faster than the perimeter. What is remarkable is, for groups of polynomial growth, every sequence of disk is an amenable sequence. And with groups of sub-exponential growth, every sequence of disk has an amenable sub-sequence. This will be used later. Okay, we are now ready to define the Betygovic topology induced by an exhaustive sequence. And we do this precisely in the same way as Enrico Frumenti did. We get the nth element of the sequence, and compute the density relative to this set of the set of points where the two configurations differ, and then take the upper limit. This is a shadow distance as before, with all the consequences, but of course a priori it depends on the chosen sequence. We have a first nice property. If the group is one that we know very well, and if we have two different finite sets of generators, then having the Betygovic distance 0 does not depend on the choice of the set of generators. The distance can, but the fact of having distance 0 does not. Okay, if this distance invariant by translation, because what Enrico Frumenti was looking for, okay, the answer is not always. I give a counter example. Consider the suppose that just a free group on two generators. Then you take four ternary trees, and then you join all the four tenths of a single root. Then you will have a right branch, a left branch, a lower branch, and an upper branch. Okay. Now, if you define the configuration C as being equal to 1 on the elements that are on the right branch, and 0 otherwise, and translate it by A, you do the countings, and get a configuration which is 0 on the left branch, and 1 otherwise. So what does this mean? That the Betygovic distance between 0, the configuration which is always 0, and C is 1 over 4. But the Betygovic distance between the translate by A is 3 over 4. However, if you have your usual exhaustive sequence, if the sequence of inverses, the inverse of the set is simply the set that contains the inverses of the elements, if the inverse sequence is amenable, then the Betygovic distance associated to the original sequence is translation invariant. In particular, if a family of disks is amenable, then the associated Betygovic distance is translation invariant. Finitely generated groups allow to define several automata in a way completely parallel to the one we know. We must just, as before, be careful on the order of the multiplication, because the group can possibly not be commutative. Even if this larger environment, some basic facts remain true. In particular, subjectivity of the global map is equivalent to absence of Gardner-Widen patterns. Pre-injectivity of the global map corresponds to absence of pairs of mutually erasable patterns. And provided there exists in the group an amenable sequence, the Moore-Mayhew property is preserved. Okay, now we can try to see when, now we can have a generic transformation of configurations. And we can see if, we can check through configurations as basic, which have Basilkovich distance 0, and try to see if their transforms by our function have still Basilkovich distance 0, because in this case we can define perfectly a transformation of, in the Basilkovich space. Okay, what we get is that if we have a serial automaton, and if the sequence with respect we are computing the Basilkovich distance is either an amenable sequence or a sequence of disks, then not only this function is well defined for the global evolution function of the cellular automaton, but the induced transformation is Lipschitz continuous. Okay, what we do now is to define subjectivity and injectivity modulo Basilkovich distance. We get an arbitrary transformation of configurations. We say that this map F is is Basilkovich subjective with respect to an exhaustive sequence. If each configuration has another configuration which is taken by the map at distance 0. Similarly, we speak of Basilkovich injectivity if positive distance for the pre-images implies positive distance for the images. Observe that until now we have not required well-definition modulo the Basilkovich equivalence. We also observe another thing. The fact that the configuration is a Gardner-Widen for the usual topology does not imply that it is a Gardner-Widen in the sense of Basilkovich, because what do? You take any configuration, you make it evolve with the rule of several automaton, then you get a Gardner-Widen configuration and replace it in the image. Then you get a configuration which is a Gardner-Widen for the Cantor topology, but which has a configuration at distance 0, because if you change a configuration within a finite region, you always stay at the Basilkovich distance 0. Okay, now comes the first theorem. Suppose that the exhaustive sequence that you are computing the Basilkovich distance respect contains an amenable subsequence. In this case, the cellular automaton is subjective in the product topology if and only if it is Basilkovich subjective. What does this imply? If the group has sub-exponential growth, and in particular if the group is z to the d, which even has polynomial growth, then the following are equivalent. Basilkovich subjective subjectivity with respect to some set of generators. Basilkovich subjectivity with respect to every set of generators. And subjectivity. we then have another result. In the same hypothesis, we have the following thing. If a cellular automaton is basicoic injective, then it is also pre-injective. As a corollary, if the group has sub-exponential growth and a cellular automaton is basicoic injective, then it is also basicoic surjective. How much time do I have? 5? 3. Okay, then I think I can skip the proof of theorem 2 and come to conclusions. Okay, consider we have a cellular automaton on a group of sub-exponential growth and a finite set of generators for this group. Then, the cellular automaton induces a continuous transformation of the associated of the Besicovitch space associated to the sequence of disks. The induced map is surjective if and only if the original cellular automaton is surjective, and if the induced map is injective, then it is also surjective. By the way, it seems that the key role in all the proofs is played by the fact that they are amenable sequences. So we make the following conjecture. In the same hypothesis of theorem 1 and 2, we have the implication, we have also the reverse implication of theorem 2, so Besicovitch injectivity is equivalent to pre-injectivity. Thank you for attention. Any questions?